Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people discover the possibilities and potential that's already inside of them and empower them to achieve it. So I am super excited to introduce Dr. Javier Carlin. Now, Dr. Javier is a physical therapist and healthcare entrepreneur. He was a partner in a successful physical therapy practice and is now helping other healthcare professionals start and grow their online businesses. Now, Dr. Javier is on a mission to help 10,000 healthcare professionals take their knowledge and skill sets online in order to achieve clinical freedom so they can have a greater impact on their communities, generate more income, all while building a business that works around their lifestyle and that serves their family. Well, welcome, Dr. Javier. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping other healthcare professionals really create those businesses that fully leverage their time while making a bigger impact. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yes, thank you so much. It's really, really an honor and something that I hold near and dear to my heart because of my personal story with family and a couple of things that maybe we'll dive into today. So it is a big, big mission for us to be able to help as many healthcare professionals as possible. So thank you.
Yeah, I love your goal, 10,000. So and yes. I have a feeling that when you reach that, then you're going to attack on another zero.
Let's do it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Javier, so exactly what was the inspiration or, you know, the tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, one of the things in the healthcare industry is this idea that as healthcare professionals, we're always thinking about helping others. And that is why we got into the profession in the first place. Right. But a lot of the times what ends up happening is we forget that in order to help others and do it in a way that really serves the people that we're out here to serve, we also have to take a look and really ask ourselves, well, what do I want? How can I serve myself? Because it's really hard to pour out of an empty cup. So we have to make sure that we have our own cup filled first. And I feel like in healthcare, it's so easy for, again, us to think about everyone else before asking ourselves, how can we serve the people in our immediate life and also ourselves? And I think with that, I know as healthcare professionals, a lot of what drives us is the ability to serve and serve at a high level. So in order to do that, and in order to, because health, you know, our health is everything. And we don't have that, we don't have anything. Right. I felt called to help healthcare professionals really live the lifestyle that they desired, that they truly desire to have in a way that serves them, serves their family so that they can give more. And really at the end of the day, kind of flip the healthcare system. I would say the broken healthcare system. And with that said, we do have it a lot better here, you know, in the States. So we're grateful for it, but there's a lot of improvement that can be made. And I think it starts with the individual. And every single person that's in healthcare by taking a stand and starting their own business. So that's a little bit about what inspired us to go and help other people do the same.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. You can't really, well, you know, we hear it all the time, right? When we're on a jet plane going someplace, you know, put your mask on yourself first and then assist somebody, you know, who needs your help. And yet here you are in the healthcare industry and it's like serve, 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 which is what spoke, you know, deeply, but yet, like you said, well, it's difficult to keep that, you know, that passion and 110% going when, you know, things are really paying or taking a big toll. So yeah, I love that. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, you know, different from your, you know, your healthcare work? And has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had our coaching practice for about a year and a half now. And over the past year and a half, we've actually decided to really zero in and focus on the dietitians and nutritionists.
Okay.
Inside of the actual healthcare space. So our vision and mission has evolved over the past year and a half in who we're serving, how we're serving, and really what the impact is that we're trying to have and the number of people that we want to have an impact on. As we start to realize more and more, you know, for the most part, the general population and their health is not getting better. It's actually getting worse. So we really,
Not good.
So we really wanted to expand our vision in the number of people that we want to serve and touch. Whereas before we had smaller goals and we were a bit comfortable. Now we've really decided to break through mm-hmm. that comfort and expand our mission here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. There's nothing more invigorating than creating this big audacious goal, right? That just fires you up and, you know, the ripple effect of how many lives that impacts, you know, if you're serving healthcare providers, and then of course they're reaching each their own audience and their own clients and patients. It's just huge. You know, the impact is very exciting. So yeah, I love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building this aspect of your business?
Oh no, not at all. You know,
yay, overnight
success, you know, everything worked out perfectly from day one.
Finally, I've come across one person that has had smooth sailing the whole way.
Hey, what can I say? No, no, of course there have been roadblocks and obstacles and all of that. Both internal mentally, you know, a lot of doubting yourself and questioning, you know, am I doing the right thing? Am I actually helping people? That imposter syndrome starts to creep in. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of obstacles and roadblocks that present themselves, and these challenges are there to make you stronger. But definitely I would say, you know, one of the main ones, you know, that we went through even recently, I think it was a big internal struggle in, you know, and this is where mindset becomes so important. You know, they say, I believe it's Tony Robbins says, success in life and business is 80% mindset and 20% mechanics. And a lot of the times there are so many things that we could be doing, so many things that take up every single thought that runs mm-hmm. through our mind. And it's so easy to get caught up in distractions or what everyone else is doing.
What everyone else is thinking.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. So we start to overthink things and mm-hmm. We end up getting in our own way. So honestly, I think more so than anything external, you know, happening to us, it was more so the internal mm-hmm. that I had to overcome and continue to overcome, right? It's nonstop growth. So,
right. Well, yeah. You know, that stands to reason because the brain, you know, its main function, at least as far as I know, is to keep us safe. And so mm-hmm. of course, you know, if you start thinking big, you know, and like this huge impact and 10,000 people, then your brain is probably going to go, whoa, 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 whoa. what are you up to? You know, so we're going to create some diversion here. We're going to make you think of other things and distractions and procrastination and overwhelm and self-doubts and all this stuff so that you stay right where you're at.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because it wants to keep you safe. So, well, can you share maybe a technique that you used to help keep your mindset in that forward, you know, motion, you know, the big vision, progress, and just maintaining your momentum in that regard instead of getting tripped up?
Yeah, absolutely. I can share a few actually. So I think one of the main things is it's so easy, you know, like you were mentioning, our brain wants to keep us safe. And before, you know, back in the day, it was safe from saber-toothed tigers and these things right. that were trying to eat us. Yeah. And now it's like you mentioned, what other people might think about us and, you know, all of these things. And one of the things that I started to think about, especially again, as we're talking about serving people and making sure that we're taking care of them to the highest level possible. One of the things that I started to doubt myself was on whether our clients were getting what they felt like they needed and wanted from what we were helping them with. And one of the things that I think everyone, you know, feels at times is imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. And a feeling of inadequacy and a feeling of like, well, you know, am I good enough? Can I do this? And, right.
Who am I?
Right. And a lot of the times I feel like, especially as entrepreneurs and, you know, those who like you and I, who, really love to learn and learn as much as possible. The more we learn, the more we find out, the little we know,
the less we know.
And, so kind of going back to one of the tactics is the idea that, you know, especially if you've collected testimonials and success stories and case studies, one thing that if you're ever feeling that way, you can always go back to are those stories is listening to that positive affirmation, people telling you and, you know, listening to their stories of what you've been able to help them through. And it really is, you know, one thing that can fuel you back up and remind you of why you got into what you're doing in the first place, but also make you realize that, you know what, the work that I'm doing is making a difference. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, helping people. And that does, you know, light that spark again. So that was one thing that I did. There are others, but that's one.
Yeah, no, that's great to just keep going back to that original clarity, right? The original vision and absolute, this is right. This is, oh my gosh, this is huge, you know, because it does get diluted and that does sort of lose its fizzle sometimes, that initial clarity and passion and zest. And so, yeah, I love that fact that, you know, you're referencing to just get back to that, you know, reconnect.
That. And it's so easy, you know, on that note, it's so easy to, when we start falling into that trap, I feel like the focus has shifted where instead of thinking about the people that we're helping and the people that we're helping and the people that they're helping, right, we start to think about ourselves and we get a little bit self-conscious and that's where a lot of that starts to stem from. So the faster we can shift our focus to remembering why we're doing it in the first place, the people that we're helping and the ripple effect, like you had mentioned, it really starts to shift things inside for you and how you think and how you feel. And obviously that results in the actions that you take and obviously the results. So, that's super, super helpful is really making sure we're shifting that focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that is sound advice. Yeah. I love that. Thank you for sharing that because that is so important to really be able to reset and reconnect. So yeah, thank you for bringing that to the focus here. That's powerful stuff. So, and you know, Dr. Javier, you're obviously an expert at, you know, helping other healthcare professionals start and grow their online businesses so they can leverage their skills, their knowledge, the impact that they're making. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the, you know, the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah. So I actually, you know, there are,
you're supposed to say no. like you did for the, have there been any, you know, roadblocks or challenges? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. 100%. I close 100% of the people that move forward.
Yeah. All right. Well, so tell me.
Yeah. So there are definitely, you know, I think with anything, there are challenges and frustrations, especially when you know that you can truly help someone. And it really, you know, pains you when you're like, oh, like, I know I could change, I could help you change your life. And so there's definitely challenges and frustrations. I would say one of the big shifts for me was realizing, especially as healthcare professionals, that we have a moral obligation. And whether it feels good, whether we don't like it, whether, you know, we have past experiences that really didn't make us feel good about the client enrollment process, we do have a moral obligation to get good at this process. So that's why I'm excited to be here with you today, Wendy, because I know you'll be able to shed some insight on how we can continue to serve people. But as healthcare professionals, right, if we have something good, we have a moral and ethical obligation to get it in as many people's hands as possible, right? Because we're literally, you know, saving them from, from all these things, you know, whether it's diabetes, risky surgery, medications, et cetera. So to answer your question, I'm actually one of the few people that I've trained myself to want to get better and enjoy the process, but of course there are challenges. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, I like, you know, the mindset and the dedication and realizing that it is your moral obligation, you know, to get really proficient at this, because it is serving in a bigger way. Obviously, we've talked about that in terms of just, you know, empowering so many people to make a bigger difference. So what specifically would you like a little bit of support around in terms of the client enrollment or the sales process?
Yeah, good question. And I think, you know, for many of the clients that we work with right now, one of the biggest challenges that I fall into, and the clients that we work with fall into as well. So this will be helpful for the healthcare professionals that are looking to start their online business too, is the idea of people having past experiences or current experiences with their coach, right? And this works obviously in business, but also in healthcare, if you're a health coach, wellness coach, nutrition, et cetera. What are some insights and advice for when someone is currently working with someone else and maybe they're not that satisfied, they're not getting the results that they're looking for, but they tell you, well, I'm just going to go ahead and wait till I finish this program. You know, I just invested in this other coach and it sounds great. I think it could really help me, but I'm going to wait. And that, I think that's one of the big ones right now. As people come to us and really see that, we can help them and they really understand that the process can really help them hit their goals. But there is that minor thing that, hey, I'm actually already working with someone else.
Yeah, no, I can see how that would take the momentum out of the conversation. If it's not handled in a way that feels genuine, right? And aligned, you know, last thing you want to do, I'm guessing, is impose force or guilt or manipulation tactics, right? You want to come from a place of support and service, but yet you know that the longer that they put off, you know, starting an online business, then the longer that they're going to be really in this vicious cycle of trading time for money and feeling, you know, maybe burned out or all of the things that are going into that type of a rigorous, you know, work lifestyle regimen. So here's some interesting insights for you that'll ideally land for you. One is early in the conversation that you're having with a potential client. I'm assuming it's in a conversation, right? And not on a sales page or something that this is coming up. So right. It would be part of your discovery questions. So you would find out early in the conversation versus having this objection come up late. So when you discover, so what other programs are you in, or are you, you know, currently working with another coach, or, you know, tell me a little bit about your advanced education that you're currently pursuing. And So they'll get into it a little bit. And well, why did you, you know, so what is the main point or purpose for working with this or doing this course? And of course, it's going to be different than the outcome of your work, right? It's going to be separate. There's something, because very few people are going to be working with them. As long as you've done your qualification process correctly, they're not going to be coming to you if they already have some sort of strategy to take their business online, I'm guessing. And so when you bring this up early in the conversation, then you can just simply acknowledge it. And when you find out more about what it is that they're doing or what the intention is of the work that they're doing with another coach, then you can start talking to the benefits of the work that you do as a complement to the work that they're doing with another coach. You know, you don't want to suddenly feel like you're being salesy, or, you know, it's not like, well, let me tell you about how this does this and this does. You want to continue in a genuine conversation, but you'll be able to hear where the work that they're doing with another program or another coach has a gap that the work that you do in supporting them to create an online business can simply be a compliment, or, you know, at least run in stride, you know. And so the point is, when you acknowledge and start talking about something before someone brings it up as an objection, then you can deflate that or bring, you know, awareness to how there really is a possibility to do both. And the reason that you would want to do both is so that you're really taking your business to this new level quicker, you know, or more efficiently. And so, is this making sense in terms of bringing up this, you know, discovery part of, you know, finding out what's going on for them earlier in the conversation?
Absolutely. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. So essentially pre-handling the objections.
Right. Yeah. It's not so much perceiving it as an objection, but acknowledging and then building into the value of the fact that they're already doing that works so well with this work that your work in helping them take their business to an online status. So another really effective thing is to, you know, once you found out that they're involved in another program or they're working with another coach, is that you can share a story, a success story from a client of yours who had a similar situation. You know, that's exactly like a physical therapist we were working with who had, in addition to his practice, 5 kids, and, you know, each was in a different sport and da 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 da. And he was dedicated to really learn this new, you know, certification to really increase his bill rate or whatever it was. And once we started working with him, he was able to really put into place, you know, a business that leveraged his time so that he could work more, you know, and then you're just speaking to the outcome. So in other words, showcasing another client who also had another coach or another program they were in is also a very effective technique.
That's super helpful.
Yeah. All right. Well, terrific. Well, hopefully that will change your results when it comes to presenting your offer. And are you ready to get going? And then they say, well, yeah, but. Because yes. We don't like to hear, well, yeah, but. When I hear, yes, absolutely. Let's get going. So be sure to let me know how that lands for you next conversation that you have.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Yeah. And it's interesting to me, you know, in thinking of the healthcare scene and the professionals as it relates to the pandemic. I mean, there has been just this huge demand on healthcare providers. With the physical therapists, I don't know so much because social distancing and that kind of thing, but let's face it, it's really turned the healthcare industry upside down with a lot more demands, a lot more protocols, a lot more stress, right? So I'm curious, can you maybe share a little bit about the impact of the pandemic in terms of the work that you do?
Yes, of course. So, you know, it's interesting because one of the reasons we started to coach on the online business side is as we were going through the pandemic, we had to really make a shift. And we were doing this, you know, to an extent, but it wasn't really the primary focus, to helping the patients that we were working with inside of the private practice virtually. And there was some friction there, of course, you know, a lot of confusion as to what it would look like, how we would make it work on both sides.
Right.
But as we started to come up with a solution to be able to actually make that a reality and to actually be able to help people, what we realized was that the people that we were working with actually enjoyed it. They found it more convenient. They
didn't
have to leave their home.
Exactly.
It was fast. There was easier access. They didn't have to drive. There was a lot of benefit to it. So,
sure.
So one of the things in, you know, as we were transitioning that we realized is that, wait a second, like this is something that is definitely possible to do at the comfort of your own home. And obviously people now more than ever being at home more, you know, sitting more, eating more, doing less more.
Mm-hmm, right.
They needed it more than ever. So this is when we really started to make that transition to helping people more so with their online business. And it actually, you know, the people that really started early on, and even now, because obviously people being home more, they were on their phones more, they were able to help more people and gain more clients, especially using the online methods that we teach because of the pandemic. So there was a big, big opportunity. And I think with anything that happens, there's you know, there's the opportunity that we see or all the challenges that come with it. And there are both, but if we pay attention to the opportunity, it's there and we can make the most out of it and that helps everyone in the exchange. So, so those are the adjustments that we made during the pandemic. And I feel like a lot of healthcare professionals started to realize with all this time that they had, it's like, what are we doing here? I'm working so much for very little pay. I'm helping people, I'm serving people. But something just doesn't add up. And I think that extra thinking time that we had really allowed us to start to explore other avenues, other options, and realize that, wait a second, like there's something here and there's freedom in that. And I think that really, you know, brought up this, this excitement for something new, something different.
Right.
And a lot of people are enjoying it.
Absolutely. It really helped shift their paradigm around what is possible.
100%.
Yeah. So Dr. Javier, how do you work with healthcare providers who want to, you know, finally leverage their time and increase their impact through having an online business? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, 100%. So really it's, you know, three major steps. It's having a plan, it's having a process, and the process is what we help people through our framework and some support along the way. So it sounds overly simplistic, but that's everything, right? We have to know where someone's at, know where someone's starting, know where the destination is. Because if I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, which I am, and I say, hey, I'm gonna drive. Right. I'm just going to drive with no clear endpoint. Then where am I going to go? There's no target. I'm not going to hit anything. But if I say, hey, I'm starting here in Clearwater and I want to get to Steamboat, Colorado, like I have a plan. I know where I'm going and I know how to get there. Now the process is the second piece, and that's, you know, we like to break it up. The first three steps to gain clinical freedom and to be able to be your own boss and be able to serve people and treat them how you want to treat them. First, it starts with the setup. So making sure we have the things in place, the foundation built, and a strong foundation, because if you build a house on a foundation of sand, right, it's gonna sink. It's gonna destroy. So we want to make sure we have a strong foundation with the setup. The second one is serve. So the second step is serve. And we want to make sure that we're coming from a place of service and really focusing on building relationships, building community, and making sure that that's the cornerstone of where we're coming from, in providing value. And the third step, and this is where Your work is incredible, Wendy, because this is where a lot of healthcare professionals really miss the boat, is selling and being comfortable with selling and understanding that selling is serving. And if we're not making sales, we don't have a business. That is the lifeblood of our business. So I think that is one of the most important components of being able to help people and step out 100% full-time into your own business. So we start there. Those are the first three steps. There are a few more, but we'll leave it at that for now.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a great approach. You know, it's very, like you said, it sounds simple, but yet it's so thorough. You know, it covers all the different elements that are really needed to transition into that online space and a new vision and a new direction that aligns, you know, with the core values of serving and building relationships and community. You know, when you said that, I'm like, oh, wow, it's an online business, but that's one of your main focuses, is building relationships and community. So yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, how can listeners learn more about this great work you're doing?
Yeah. So one place, if you want to learn more, we have a Facebook group. It's called Online Business Growth Secrets for dietitians and nutritionists. That's our main focus right now. And, you know, we have several different resources. We have a practice starter kit. We have a business growth guide for those that are a little bit more advanced. So for anyone who wants one of these resources, I'm happy to share it with you. All you have to do is send me a direct message through Facebook. My name's Javier A. Carlin. You can find me there and I'll be happy to share that with you. Okay. So the Facebook group is Online Business Growth Secrets for Dietitians and Nutritionists.
Okay, fantastic. And so is that the best place that they can connect with you, is through that Facebook group?
Yeah, so that's the best place. We do have, you know, we do have a website. It's healthcarebusinessuniversity.org.
Oh, okay.
We do have a podcast called Healthcare Business Radio. And my Instagram is at Dr. Dr. Javier A. Carlin. And yeah, those are a few of the different platforms that we're currently on. But where the magic happens is inside that Facebook
group. Inside the Facebook group.
Okay. Live trainings. Yeah, super value.
Sounds like it is a great opportunity to join that group. So yeah, so that's Online Business Secrets. Business growth, online business growth secrets for dietitians and nutritionists, correct?
100%. You got it. All right.
Fantastic. And then they can also follow you on Instagram as well.
Yes.
So, all right. Terrific. Well, Dr. Javier, you know, it's just been so great hearing all these little golden nuggets of wisdom that you've been sharing throughout our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, you know, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur, you know, who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed? And I know, like I said, you've already given us some juicy nuggets of wisdom here, but is there anything else you might be able to share?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the biggest fallbacks that I see a lot of people struggle with early on, it's the idea that we have to do it all ourselves and figure everything out on our own. And, you know, if you think about it, especially as healthcare professionals, and really this is for anyone, but, you know, throughout our entire life, from the moment we at the very least started kindergarten to the moment we graduated high school and then college and then graduate school, we had a teacher, we had a guide, we had someone that was giving us goals, deadlines, that told us exactly what we had to do and when to get to that next level. And what ends up happening is we graduate and we're left to our own devices. We're left to figure it out on our own. And the fact is that we never did it before. And I don't think anyone, you know, anyone who's honest has gotten to where they've gotten, you know, on their own. They've had some help along the way. Mm-hmm. And I think many people try and do things on their own and it ends up costing them so much more, and not just money, you know, money's whatever, but time. Time is the most valuable asset that we have. And right. If we're throwing away our time, we're throwing away our life, because that's what, you know, time is the stuff that life is made of. So, right. I think for anyone who's struggling, it's like, you know, do you have the right support? Do you have someone guiding you? And if you do, you're like, Javi, but I do, and it's not working out, then hey, your past is not equal your future, you know, so you can, there's someone else out there that might be a better fit, that might be able to help you better. So you don't want to give up on that, because it is the path. Right. So that's what I'll leave them with.
Yeah, that's huge. And, you know, time, money, but also I think you were alluding to this, their belief, you know, they decide that it's just not going to work out. You know, they're trying it. This isn't working. That isn't working. Then think of the loss right there. So yeah, I love that. Great wisdom. You know, don't do it alone. And it's funny, you know, even these top athletes, like World Cup, you know, level athletes, the Olympics, all these top tier athletes that are like the best of the best of the best. Yeah. Well, who's on the sideline, or who's at the edge of the pipe, or who's at the top of the course? Their coach. You know, they're still not doing it on their own, right? They have a coach taking them all the way through to the finish line. So yeah, great advice. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Well, Dr. Javier, it's just been so great hearing about your journey, from your work as a physical therapist and really serving and realizing that, you know what, there's a lot of giving, and I'm not taking care of me. And everybody I know was kind of in the same boat, and realizing that, you know, there is a different way. There is a way that we can leverage the skill sets and the expertise and still have not just the same impact, but more impact. So now, you know, creating this opportunity for other healthcare professionals through your business coaching and helping them to start and grow their online businesses so that they can leverage their time, create lifestyles that are more meaningful, as well as serve more people. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Dr. Javier Carlin through his Facebook group. Join that Facebook group, Online Business Growth Secrets for Dietitians and Nutritionists. And you can also follow him on Instagram, Dr. Javier A. Carlin. And then, of course, his website, is it healthcarebusinesscommunity.org?
Healthcarebusinessuniversity.org.
Healthcarebusinessuniversity.org. All right, fantastic. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Dr. Javier Carlin. And as always, here's to your success.